The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. It's straight up on top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. John Boehner, Scott, is jumping into the fray. I thought he retired, and boy, he's gone after Chris. He's not holding anything back here. He says he refers to Cruz as Lucifer, Lucifer in the flesh, and a miserable son of a, you know, rhymes with witch. Are you kidding me? I mean, these guys, they're shooting inside the tent.
That never goes well. It never goes well, especially right now. That is when you should be, you know, rounding the wagons, so to speak. So, you know, getting things in order. You got a pretty clear cut person. You got one candidate that has a clear cut path to get the nomination.
Right.
The rest are hoping for that, you know, the brokered convention or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But right now is when the party should be starting to come together. The path should be clear. I think on the Democrat side, you're gonna see that start to happen.
Well, on the Democratic side, you're starting to see a little bit where they're coming together. I mean, Hillary on a couple occasions has reached out to the Sanders crowd saying, "Look, we have more that we agree on than we disagree." And, you know, trying to build a bridge into that constituency.
This week. We have more to agree on this week than next week.
Yeah.
Next week,
well,
I'll talk to a whole different crowd, so I'll probably change what I want to say.
Welcome to the world of politics. We know it's flexible. You have to be. But, you know, but meanwhile, the Republicans, they just keep, you know, I guess they got more ammunition than the military because they just keep firing on each other. And you just go, what an absolute fiasco. I mean, forget it. You guys are eliminating yourselves, you know, from the fight by virtue of your angst. I mean, it's like you can't check in your ego here. You can't look for, you know, forget about the party. I mean, what's right for the country? You know, if you really believe that, you know, conservative principles, I mean, I don't put, and I'm sorry, you know, the rhetoric goes that way, but, you know, it's just the nature of competition where people are falsely accused and you want to say, well, Donald Trump is, you know, Hillary Clinton outside of a dress, I guess, or whatever. You know, but I just, you know, meanwhile, you know, all these things, they make impressions, you know, to the competition. You know what's going to come out in the, you know, in the general election, big time. So, go ahead.
No, I think you're right. And, I mean, yeah, I agree with everything you said, so.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. But meanwhile, you got 35 of the 54 unbound delegates in Pennsylvania that say they're going to support Trump on the first ballot. But for Cruz and Kasich, they hope it goes beyond the first ballot. Listen to these comments.
Vermont and former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Howard Dean. So let's get started. It was a big win for Donald Trump. The son of Pennsylvania's unbound Republican delegates identified their choices yesterday. NBC News found that of the 54, 35 are going for Trump on the first convention ballot, 2 for Ted Cruz, 8 uncommitted. This puts Trump just 9 votes short of 1,000 delegates, and Ted Cruz more than 400 votes behind. Trump has won 51% of the delegates awarded so far. The billionaire went into Tuesday needing 57% of the remaining delegates. He now needs 49%, but Cruz is adamant that he will not get there.
Well, you know, he has to be adamant. I mean, that's got to be what's in his heart. I mean, he's still, you know, he's still competing, so he's got to feel that way. So no big surprise here, right?
It's well, not over.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we'll see how it plays out. And I don't know. I mean, you know, here Cruz, you know, goes for a Hail Mary pass. I don't know. Does Kasich have it with him to come up with something extraordinary? What do you think?
No, not a chance. No. The whole time he's been in, he's been praying for the second ballot, a brokered convention.
Well, there's no question.
That's just what he's campaigned on the entire time.
Yeah, that's the only way he's got any possible life, no doubt about it. Hey, we're talking about business in just a moment, how it's going to fare during these campaigns.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America, and thank you for taking the challenge of getting this country back on track. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess, as we've been saying. You know, it's going to happen at the grassroots level, as we were talking with J.D. Hayworth. I think it's time for America to articulate its grievances against the current form of government that has been developing. You know, how our liberties have been taken away and how we've abandoned constitutional law. You know, we talk about it on the surface, but, you know, anymore, really, are we a true constitutional republic? You know, we're so compromised at every turn. And, you know, look what's happening. Look at the fruit of the efforts that we're putting in. I mean, for the last two administrative cycles, you know, our economy continues to languish, families in disarray. You know, we are in a spiral dive, ladies and gentlemen. We're so far off the mark of what our founding fathers had intended for us. In fact, said it quite clear, you know, Madison and Adams, that our Constitution was designed for a people of morality and virtue. We've abandoned those, you know, those clear, you know, just buttresses of our country and values, and we've abandoned that for the sake of political correctness, for the sake of our, you know, if I might say, our own convenience and spoiled nature. And we're paying a big cost for this. And unless we can get a hold of this, you know, this runaway train here, we're just going to be in incredible trouble. I mean, it looks like the millennials are getting it and they have an idea, but meanwhile, they're going to have to go through the process. And unfortunately, they're going to have to duplicate some of the mistakes that we've made, some that our parents have made. We are not learning from history and we're duplicating these problems more than, you know, moving beyond that. We should be so further along than we are right now, but we've been in a dumpster dive for quite a while here, all for the sake of our own self-interest and idealism. Most incredible. I don't know if you saw this in Drudge this morning. GDP, only about half a point. You know, we remember the president was talking about 2-3%, 2.5%. This is just absurd. I mean, any numbers that come out of the government, I don't know if it's an issue of Common Core. Maybe they went to the Common Core math program there, Scott. I don't know what's happening, but it's just been, you know, just one incredible disaster, absolutely lackluster, you know, what has been happening. And then on top of that, you've got the added complication of states being so user unfriendly when it comes to business. I just don't get it. You know what we're doing to ourselves, but for some reason, it makes sense for some of these people here. It's most amazing. Now, we expected Glenn Marks, our next guest, to be on here. And I think what happened, Scott, is they may have changed phone numbers on us. And instead of him calling in, they may want us to call him. So I'm going to forward you this number, and we'll see if we can get a hold of him, okay?
Okay. That's
all right. And so we'll have him on here very shortly. Let me give you a little bit of the background here into Mr. Marks, if I can get up the right information here. Gene Marks, I said Glenn, forgive me, Gene Marks. What he's proposing a topic here is how business can succeed during campaign time and beyond. And what I found in business, especially when you get in heated contestations like we're in right now, is it can lose focus. It can get a little off balance, and people wonder, okay, should I make a decision now, or much like Congress, should I hold off on things, just waiting, waiting to know who is going to be the next president before I make any decisions. But the fact of the matter is that business still goes on. And as if you heard me say before, one thing about marketing, it is dynamic. And with it being dynamic, that means it never just waits. You know, it's constantly moving. And it's you either are increasing or you're decreasing. You never stay static. That is the nature of business and the whole marketing process. So knowing that it changes, then what are you doing? You can't just stop yourself and get off the bus. You got to stay on the bus or on the train to keep moving, and you got to keep moving forward. Sometimes it just costs a little bit more time, a little bit more money than it did previously, but you have to progress forward, that's for sure. And Gene Marks is a columnist, author, small business owner himself. He writes daily for the New York Times and weekly for Forbes, Huffington Post, Inc. Magazine, Fox Business, Philadelphia Magazine, all the good business magazines. He's written 5 books on business management, specifically geared towards small and medium-sized companies. His most recent is In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. I love this. I love that title. Huh? In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. Gene Marks. So we're still waiting, but I think we may have had a connection problem. It's not happening, huh? Well, if not, I'm sure maybe we just we had something incorrectly here. Let's see here. As we bide for time, so forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. This is on me, and I think that I gave I gave you the wrong number. Yeah, why don't we go ahead and give us the lead in on that clip. Remind me of that, if you would, Scott.
Well, the clip is it's Steve Schmidt, and he's talking about how if Cruz doesn't win Indiana, it'll show that Fiorina was just a one-day publicity stunt for him.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that right now. Okay.
And Steve Schmidt, if Trump wins Indiana,
is it over?
It is over, because it becomes impossible to see how he doesn't reach the 1,237 delegates necessary to be nominated on the first ballot. And, you look ahead to California, New Jersey, where he has commanding leads, not to mention the other states in between. But this is the last chance for Ted Cruz to do well, to stop them, to have any momentum in this race, or his argument falls completely apart. And importantly, if he doesn't win Indiana, it will show that his early pick of Carly Fiorina was a one-day publicity stunt and had no downrange value.
Mark Helper, I'll ask the same thing. If he wins Indiana, is it over?
Yeah, I suspect we'll see lots of additional math updates that will show just how hard it would be to stop him from majority. But I also think after Indiana, because the Cruz campaign is building it up, you're going to see a lot of people endorse Trump. He's not had very many. A lot of people argue that it's time to coalesce around Trump and not continue to hurt him.
Are you saying that's before or after?
After. I don't think you'll see much. I don't think you'll see much before. I also think you'll see a lot of people at the Republican National Committee and around the committee start to get impatient and say, hey, Hillary Clinton's starting to focus on the general election, starting to raise money for the Democratic Party. We need a good convention. We need joint fundraising operations. We need Trump to be able to start thinking about a general. So it won't be a seismic shift, but in terms of both the delegate numbers and the political support after Indiana, if Trump wins, it'll be a major, significant change in direction.
Howard Dean,
no big surprise here, Scott, and you got to give Cruz some credit. He's going down fighting, and why not Carly? I mean, she's a sharp gal, and she's one of those out of the 17, you know, that we talked about, this is, look at, you know, what are they guilty of? They want to serve we the people. Is it find a job for them, you know, put them to work like Ben Carson and others that have so much to offer our country. And I think she's an outstanding talent. I agree with you. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. It is your humble servant in 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Always good to have you around with us as we come to you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon in over 275 markets across this great country of ours. We appreciate you joining in and all the fun and the seriousness of it, too, you know, to keep this country, you know, back on track. I do want to remind you, if you want those free tickets to Climate Hustle, that's going to premiere on some 400 big screen theaters nationwide, a Fathom event, Climate Hustle on May the 2nd. That's next Monday at 7 p.m. Hey, free date night, okay? All you got to do is cover popcorn. We'll cover tickets for you. Just say, hey, Martinez, I want tickets. Send me tickets. And we'll send you the information so that you can go there, and we'll have a little drawing. So get your email to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and enjoy this rather provocative and insightful meeting movie, Climate Hustle. And you can go to Climate Hustle. Is it climatehustle.org or .com? Gosh, my brain is loose here. .org. Climate Hustle, it's Climate Hustle Movie, climatehustlemovie.org for more information, okay? All right, with us right now is Mario Lopez, and we're really appreciative for Mario to come on. He's the Hispanic Leadership President and heads the fund there that recently defended our First Amendment freedoms in the landmark election law case, Ben Holland versus the Federal Elections Commission. Mario, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on, Bill.
Hey, tell us about this. I mean, as I understand, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, the California Attorney General, really overstepped her bounds here. And, you know, I really thank you on behalf of we the people, you know, to go in and fight the good fight for us and get a, you know, what is being trumpeted as a victory for free speech.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there's two court cases. The one you mentioned that we were directly involved in was a few weeks ago, and then this latest round was Kamala Harris targeting nonprofit organizations with which she disagrees politically. And what she was trying to do is go after their membership and donor information so that she and other folks in her office can use the power of government to go after these folks, try to silence, intimidate, and harass donors and members of organizations, again, with whom she has differences of opinion on a variety of public policy issues. Mm-hmm. And so we're very grateful that the federal court saw the wisdom in slapping her on the hand and saying, that's not appropriate. That violates the First Amendment guarantees of both the freedom of speech and free association. She indicated that she was going to appeal, but the judge gave very strong rebuke to her efforts, and we're very grateful for that.
Well, Mario, hopefully, you know, with the with the curtain being pulled back on her ideology and doing the very thing that voters and citizens of the country, not mention, you know, those in the state of California, they should be extremely weary of her. I mean, that she would be in this position. Hopefully, you know, her service is fulfilled and she can move on and find another occupation.
Well, she's trying to run for the U.S. Senate for the California seat there. And that's certainly something that I think voters should take a close look at and be wary of, because her actions as Attorney General, again, have indicated, I mean, it's one thing to disagree passionately, you know, tell mm-hmm. people that, hey, these other folks, they're wrong, and here's why. You know, all that is fair game, of course. But
right.
It's another thing to use the power of the government to target individuals with whom you have a disagreement with. And that's just completely out of bounds. And not something that any government official should be involved in, whatever their political party, whatever their political beliefs. Our position on this is very simple. All Americans have a right to free speech, to free association. They should be free from government intimidation. And it doesn't matter if their beliefs are popular, if their beliefs are unpopular. It doesn't matter what political party they're in. It doesn't matter what their ideology is.
That's something
all of us should agree with.
That's what our founding fathers had in mind. And every time that gets violated, I mean, we need to cherish that as such a precious freedom and right, Mario, that when that is violated, you know, like this judge, God bless that judge for, you know, really slapping her down. I mean, it was more than a slap on the wrist. But, you know, I don't think that Kamala Harris has the ability to blush and be embarrassed, you know, for her stance. And this is what makes her so dangerous, because we have too many ideologues in the bureaucracy right now that we don't need another one. We need somebody, as you say, that brings some integrity back to our government, to where the, you know, the strong arm of the government isn't being put on people, whether or not you're part of a Tea Party or some other, you know, grassroots group that, you know, passionately is going after the things that you believe in, as you say. And I agree with you, Mario. I'm all for passion. I think, hey, believe in what you believe in, and let's, you know, let's talk it out. Let's have a fair conversation. And let's work this out, because that's how things work in the United States. When we do that and we allow both sides to be expressed, we can come to a reasonable compromise. But if we need to short circuit the process and use the strong arm of the government, it's a lose-lose proposition. And you have policies coming about, you know, much the same way as Obamacare has come about. I mean, it's a unilateral perspective. We didn't get a well-rounded perspective, and it's dysfunctional, and, you know, and it's imploding on itself.
That's 100% correct. I mean, I've often argued with my left-wing friends on this, and I said, look, you know, if it's not something that you would agree with, if the government were to target organizations that you are a fan of, then why is it okay to do it to another organization just because you personally don't happen to agree with them? And those are basic, simple rules that should unite us all. And then, as you said, you know, we can hash it out. I mean, you know, that's why we have elections. That's why we have legislative bodies. That's why we have these, you know, sort of mechanisms of our democracy where we can go and hash these things out. And sometimes, you know, we're going to have a majority, and sometimes they're going to have a majority. But, you know, those common rules of the game that we set, those should be in agreement that's not controversial. For every American to have freedom of speech and freedom of association, that's something that I think hopefully 90-95% of the people in this country at least can unite behind and agree about.
Well, that's what we need to do, Mario. You just brought up a good point. We need to unite on those principles and those particulars that are just unyielding. Free speech is one of those, because it is foundational to our ability, you know, to truly progress this country in a way that is win-win for all concerned. As you say, it's going to average out if you allow the process to play itself out. But, you know, and I've mentioned this several times, you know, we're that microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave and yells, hurry up. Things just do not move fast enough. And whether it has to do with, you know, civil unrest, things that have happened with the police, things in government where you have a president who has a phone and executive orders and a pen, you know, that he wants to circumvent these kind of things. What makes it so dangerous is that's when mistakes happen. That's when we come up with the wrong policies and a lot of people are injured. Again, I just use Obamacare as a case in point, because we have people right now who are not served, who have walked away from health care because of the complications and the mess that Obamacare has thrust upon we the people. And do we need national health care? I think most people are willing to talk about it and reason something that will be effective for all concerned, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, that's what these processes are for. When we establish these rules and follow, both sides should follow them, and it, you know, it doesn't matter at that point what your political beliefs are. But if we have those common rules and those common agreements, that's what we're supposed to have. That's what the Constitution is. Mm-hmm. The Constitution doesn't take political party sides. It establishes fair rules that we should all play by. And again, we're just very thankful that this effort was defeated. And we can promise you this, that we know that the folks at AFP Foundation who were targeted in this case, and are going to keep vigilant on
this. Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds.
I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity?
I'll tell you, being in Florida, I'm starting to feel it already. It's not exactly summer, but we're starting to feel the heat a little bit. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Mario Lopez continues with us. He is the president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Mario, I was trying to let you finish your thought here, and I it's just the nature of this, syndicated radio show is that we got hard ins and hard outs, as they say, and I wanted you to finish your thought, so I'm glad we had another segment here to where we could, finish what you were talking about, and also in giving the information about the organization so people can, know where to go and be up to speed on what's going on.
Sure thing. Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. I think what I was wrapping up to say is, that this is an issue that unfortunately is not going to go away. We've had, President Obama himself, unfortunately, has come out, on the side of trying to forcefully go after nonprofit organizations, their membership lists and their donor information. And make no mistake, I mean, he's doing this, and him and Kamala Harris and other folks, unfortunately, they're doing this because they're trying to target and silence folks with whom they disagree with politically and on a variety of public policy issues.
Exactly.
And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, we've had the IRS the last 2 years, people out there know, intentionally targeted organizations who they thought were on the wrong side of certain issues. They went after them, trying to audit them, trying to deny them nonprofit status. We've had this situation in California. We had the case that you mentioned that we were directly involved in, where Congressman Van Hollen tried to force the Federal Election Commission to unilaterally change their rules. you know, to try to be able to target donors. And we've seen in California, you know, before Kamala Harris even came on the scene, what happened with donors to Proposition 8 out there, which was the gay marriage amendment several years ago. People showed up at their houses. People showed up at their places of business. They were protested. They were yelled at. They were harassed. They were intimidated. There were death threats. In this Kamala Harris case, there was death threats against several people. I mean, this is very serious things. And one of these days, something's going to boil over and someone's going to carry through one of these death threats. And that's not something that we should have in this country.
Exactly. And this is going to be at their doorstep, Mario. And this is what they need to understand, is that they own this. They've created this environment. And yet they'll step back and act like they weren't the ones that started the fire. They have been doing this time and time again because it fits their narrative, and somehow they get, you know, this thing gets so discombobulated that the voters don't remember what happened. I mean, in California alone, you know, you mentioned the whole debate over marriage. I mean, 8 million votes in California got vacated by one judge. I mean, what is wrong with this process here? And then people ended up losing jobs because they happened to support, the political process. As you say, others have been silenced by the strong arm of the government and using the IRS to quiet them because they didn't go along to get along. I mean, this is what this country has come down to. And at the very heart of this, Mario, you and I understand this because, you know, raised Hispanic, at the absolute core of our culture is the issue of respect. And when you don't have respect within the circles of the Hispanic culture and the family, there is serious problems in River City. And this is when I say you got the abuelas coming up with their chanclas and they're going to throw them at you until you get squared away here, right? And I think all over America, maybe we need to let the abuelas loose with their chanclas and get people's, you know, respect attitude squared away here. What do you think?
Well, that would certainly do the trick. I mean, I know that it's worked on everyone who I know, including myself. So,
exactly.
I mean, we could figure out a way to do that. I don't know.
I mean, at some point, it's kind of like my golf instructor says, Bill, you got to get, you know, the center of the club head on the ball. And sometimes we just, you know, we miss the point. We're close, but we miss it. But at the very heart of an exchange of ideas is I got to respect you. I have to respect where you're coming from. And if I don't respect you, we're not going to have a conversation. I mean, it's like, you know, these knuckleheads in the Middle East, you know, and here we try to understand it here in the West. If you got somebody sitting across the table and say, Mario, I just want you dead. How much room do we have to negotiate here? Then am I negotiating how bad you're going to kill me or what process you're going to use to kill me? I mean, you know, what are we doing here? But we, you know, this is the way these people think, because if there's not respect at the foundation of the conversation, there's not going to be an exchange of ideas. There's no United States of America. You know, I've insisted, and of course, you know, being a Hispanic in broadcasting and being a bit of a rare animal, I got to tell you, Mario, when they heard my show, they said, a conservative Hispanic, there's no such thing. I said, oh, you'd be surprised how many conservative Hispanics are, you know, in much the same way that Susana Martinez, the governor of New Mexico, realized. She says, gosh, I thought all these years I was a Democrat until I woke up and realized, hell, I'm a Republican.
Absolutely. And my organization, Hispanic Leadership Fund, has gone through, you know, pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just edit one small thing that you said and say, you know, even if we don't necessarily respect the other person, it's we could at least respect their right to say it, right? I mean,
yes.
That's one of the foundational things. You know, I think Voltaire's famous quote is, you know, I don't agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Mm-hmm. And again, that's something that should apply to left, right, up, down, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. It doesn't matter. You know, that's why we have free speech in this country. And you know, even folks who have, you know, like the KKK or other folks who have absolutely repugnant views, you know, they have a right to express those views, you know, within the limits of the law, of course. Mm-hmm. And that's something, you know, again, we're all free to disagree. But that's something that we need to protect, because what happens the next time right? Mm-hmm. What happens the next time? If I'm going to use the power of government to go after people I agree with, okay, well, I may win this time, but the next time when someone else is in power, what happens? And they're going to go after me.
Exactly. Right?
And that's not, I mean, that's not a constitutional republic that we're supposed to have. That's the hallmark of third world dictatorships, frankly. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that we should have in this country at all.
Well, Mario, you know, it is time for this country to experience a born-again experience based on what our founding fathers intended for us, not only in the U.S. Constitution. I've been saying for a while here now that we need to even revisit the Declaration of Independence, and we need to file our grievances in a way that our founding fathers articulated their grievances with the King of England. We have grievances against this current government. You know, we hear time and again this system's broken, whether we're talking about immigration, healthcare, things that the government has gotten involved in that we just don't like the outcome. They've been investing or spending our money. I say it should be an investment when it comes to the fiduciary responsibilities of assigning taxpayer dollars to a particular issue. I don't care if it has to do with, you know, green energy and that, or poverty, whatever it is, there should be a return on investment. What are we getting back for the money that we're putting in? Are we just supposed to spend it and not expect anything back? I mean, they have absolutely pilfered our Social Security to the point that it's non-sustainable. They're talking about, you know, we'll be lucky to get to the year 2030 before it absolutely goes bankrupt. And this is what they have done. I say they, the bureaucracy, Republicans, Democrats, they took the lockbox off. They've pilfered the money. They've absolutely abused their power. And now the people that have put the money in it, what are they left with, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Well, Mario, again, I thank you for all the work that you're doing with the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Now we got a little bit more time here. We got about 30 seconds, so you can let them know how they can get in touch with you and your website.
Sure. It's HispanicLeadershipFund.org. You'll connect to us through there, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. And I have an op-ed piece that I just wrote today on this particular case. It's at DailyCaller.com, and they can search under my name, Mario Lopez.
Well, Mario Lopez, the president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Mario, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming up in about 18 before the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. For more information on the show, Bill Martinez Live, that's where you want to go. We get to enjoy a little baseball reverie if we can, all right? And we're going to go back to an exciting time that was happening in the state of California up in Oakland. Before Moneyball, there was Finley Ball, and we're going to take a behind-the-scenes look at Charlie Finley's Oakland A's legacy. Now, the question is, how did an insurance and high school principal turn a down-and-out team into a Major League Baseball's greatest dynasties, the Swinging A's of Oakland? They were World Series champs in 1972, 73, and 74. Nancy Finley is with us. She has written the book Finley Ball, how two outsiders turned the Oakland A's into a dynasty and changed the game forever. Nancy Finley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Fine. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what a great opportunity for you. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you were a dugout daughter. I mean, there's been a lot of controversy about having kids in the dugout, but you were in the dugout at an early age and right there, you know, with all the guys and just watching all this excitement, where the Oakland A's went from zero to hero, and it seemed almost overnight, didn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it surprised us. I could tell how fast it just went by, and no one expected it at least to happen that quickly.
Mm-hmm. What was the magic of it all, Nancy, in looking back?
It was focus, the farm team, the scouting, staying on the team and not getting off on anything outside of it with other teams. Like when we bought the Seals, Dad insisted that they stay focused on the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, okay, go ahead.
He forced, yeah, he insisted, and so Charlie did that. He thought they were going to do the same thing with the hockey team, but Dad said no. He said, we're in it for the long run with baseball, and then within a year or two, they were in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, they kind of held to that ideal that Tom Peters talks about in Search for Excellence. He refers to it as sticking to your knitting and having a tight focus. And yes. This is what, you know, the Finleys did, right?
Yes, it was. That's right. It was a focus, a borderline obsession, tenacity, just stick with it and it make it everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I can see looking back when they had the team, they were, I don't think Dad ever took a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Except traveling with the team. But it was just strictly focused. And I don't really think Charlie did. It was everything centered on the team. And they wanted to make sure that they kept the good players, cultivated the players, and it became a family.
Yeah, the players understood that, didn't they? I mean, you know, here with the kind of players, you know, that they had recruited along the way, you know, Reggie Jackson, Cashfish Hunter, mm-hmm. Vita Blue, Raleigh Fingers. I mean, the name and Raleigh Fingers has become a dear friend along the way. You know, I've done several, children fundraising, golf tournaments with Raleigh and he's there. But I mean, you know, these Hall of Famers and that, you know, they often speak of their time at Oakland as, like you say, it was a family time. There was a fraternal bond amongst these players common respect, right?
That's what I say. It was, if you want to call it the management theory of F, you know, I don't know, but it was one of the ways that we ran it. That's why we had the competition of the mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
a fun
competition. But
exactly.
It was a way to get them to bond, and they did bond.
Mm-hmm. And it was amazing, too, because, you know, it was at a time when everything was so disciplined, and that's what made, help kind of, bond them together and make them exciting, because they were counter the culture, weren't they?
They were. But but that's what I think when you look at the other teams, if the other teams had all this money,
mm-hmm.
Like New York, mm-hmm. and we had a family and they knew each other and they knew who was going to do what, you know. They didn't have to do a lot of signals. They could just look at each other with a certain face and know when to run. They worked as a family, and they were all pretty much across the board. Whereas with some teams, you might have three really good players, and then the others need to be lifted by those three. We didn't have that.
Yeah.
They weren't the same.
It was an incredible lineup that the offensive pitchers had to face because, it was one excellent player after another, very well focused and disciplined. Nancy, this is a book that you were compelled to write. You really felt like you had to write this book, didn't you?
Yes, because I wasn't hearing anything about us, and I didn't want people to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went up against wealthy teams. We had a small front office, and we won three in a row.
Mm-hmm. And unlike Moneyball, you know, which has been out there and they made a movie about it, it was like your dad and uncle really was mindful. They kind of had a sixth sense in building the team. They looked toward chemistry. How were these players, were they going to add or take away from the team aspect and that team dynamic, didn't they?
Yes. And they had it, but together as partners they had it, because Charlie would have a very keen sense, especially, and he had to watch the game or listen, and he could tell if a player needed to maybe rest and have someone else come in, or what they needed to do the next inning. But he would bounce things off Dad, and they made a really good partnership because also the egos.
Mm.
Dad would try to tell Charlie what to say, and Charlie did it most times. He did. Sometimes he didn't stay with the script, but they worked off each other. They mm-hmm. they couldn't have done it without each other, because Dad was in Oakland all the time to run the team, and Charlie was in Chicago. But he talked mm-hmm. to Dad every morning to go over the next that day, and Dad would sign off on the roster every afternoon.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Down to that. Wow, that's awesome. You know, Nancy, what you're pointing out here is what a lot of people will see in partnerships, and that is that there's a complement of talent and giftings that come together. And with Charlie and Carl, as I'm understanding and even read in your book, is Charlie was kind of the visionary and Carl was the administrator. Is that fair
mm-hmm.
to say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Charlie, the creator and creativity, but yet he wanted to tell Dad, to see Dad's reaction. Actually, if Dad did not react well to something Charlie was excited about, Charlie would back off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he made, you know, I think he had an idea and an understanding that baseball could be entertaining. There was some entertainment aspect of the game that was missing at that time.
Yeah.
And I remember when they came out and everybody was wearing, you know, white shoes. Nobody wears white shoes in baseball. What are they doing wearing white shoes, right?
I remember that. Charlie mm-hmm. was real excited about those shoes. He showed Dad the prototype. He could not wait. And he thought it was just the best thing ever. He just, every time he did something, he thought baseball would be so excited. Dad said when he showed him those shoes, he was sort of jumping up and down like a little boy would. When he, you know, he just expected Dad to react differently. And Dad said, I stood there and realized what I was looking at, because Charlie had talked about the white shoes. He brought the white shoes to show Dad. And he was just so excited.
Exactly. Well, what is the main thing, Nancy? We've got less than a minute here. What's the main thing you want our readers to take away from Finley Ball?
How much we wanted to change the team to make it exciting and remember our dynasty that we achieved with going up against teams with a lot more money, and we won.
Mm-hmm.
We focused. We just stayed with the team and achieved it, and even won 71 and 75 and rebuilt the team.
Exactly.
And then got to 81.
Well, congratulations on the book, Nancy Finley. Finley Ball, How Two Outsiders Turned the Oakland A's into a Dynasty.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.